I'm looking to make sure that our audience here can hear okay, and I think they can, out beyond the glass. And we're very fortunate to have a number of youth orchestra programs. And today, we have members of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. And you'll get a chance to meet each of them shortly, just to give you a sense of what you're going to hear. Flute, piano, and cello together. And the group is known as the Arios Trio. Here they are. was absolutely beautiful. And a pleasure to have the Arioso trio here with us. We're going to talk first with the pianist. It's Caroline, if my memory is right, Fedor, who is back again. Caroline is in 11th grade at North Allegheny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me the piece you just played?
Yeah, it is Trio by Weber.
And let's catch up a little bit. You're about to finish your junior year.
Yep.
What's, well, any hellos or shout outs, first of all, to anybody?
Just thank you for Trivo for giving us this opportunity and for our trio to play here.
So. You sound great. And by the way, before I neglect to do so, 412-200-5975, if you would like to text a message to anybody here, in the trio, 412-200-5975. Let them know that you're listening. Any plans for the summer for you at all?
Well, my family's going to go on vacation down in South Carolina, and I also plan on doing volunteering at Animal Friends and doing some working in some lab over the summer to do some get some different perspective of, like, working in the science field.
That's great. Do you know the lab you'll be working in?
I don't remember the name specifically.
Or the kind of work?
Yeah, it would just be, like, helping out, like, research and stuff like
that. That's great.
Yeah.
And have you thought about what you might want to do after graduating?
Yeah, I want to go to medical school, and I would like to be a radiologist. So that's my big goal.
How did you settle on radiology?
Well, I'm very into seeing or picking out, like, little details. And so it's kind of like a puzzle or a game. And I think that it would be a very good fit for me.
That's great. It's nice. That's Caroline Fedor. And are your arms long enough to reach our flautist? We have Kelsey Bears with us. And Kelsey, you're at Hampton High School.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been to Hampton's campus, it's amazing, nestled in the valley there. What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
And can you tell me, well, first, any shout-outs or hellos to anybody?
Just to Tripo for allowing us to do this again, like Caroline said.
And your dad here
and
in the studio.
And my dad and Mr. DeBrun for being great.
Have you played a flute for a long time?
Yeah, since I was, I think, about 8 or 9.
Now, do you also play in the marching band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Hampton.
So you have to kind of go back and forth between very different kinds
of
pieces.
Very different, yeah.
Is it ever hard to go back and forth that way?
Not usually. I mean, the music we play for marching band is usually not as challenging as concert band. So,
how big is the marching band at Hampton now?
All auxiliaries included, it's about 230, I think.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
Fantastic. You must have a pretty good percentage of students involved.
Yeah.
And it's earlier for you, just finishing up your sophomore year, but do you know what may happen after high school?
Something science-related, but I'm not entirely sure. So.
Oh, great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And I'll have you pass the microphone over to Michael Brown. Now, Michael, I don't know where you're going to school now.
I actually graduated already from Alder Dice.
Ah, okay. And what are you up to now?
Well, I'm preparing a gap year, and I've got some plans for the summer and some plans for next year to really, like, fill that out. And then from there, I haven't really just made any permanent decisions. Everything's kind of contingent on other people's plans and things like that. So, but I have some things in mind.
Oh, that's great. And first of all, I love that there's a name for that year now. Parents might not, but I love that it's a gap year. That's what you call it. I think if a name for that year had existed when I got out of high school, I might have done that. You know, when I was coming out of high school, they just called it "not going to go to college," or doesn't know what he's going to do. But there's a lot of exploration you can do in that year, which is great. Any greetings you'd like to pass along to anyone?
Not particularly. No, I mean, I'm kind of here with, like, most of the people who who are like really supported this trio are in this room. So there you go.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'll check to see if there are any messages for you after you play the next song. Tell me a little bit about how you communicate as you play as a trio. I can see it, but a lot of people may be wondering. It's really important. You're sitting kind of in a U or an arc. Do you really? It's important, even though you're playing written music, that you're on the same page, right?
Certainly, certainly.
And how do you do that?
There's a lot of breathing involved. We give each other cues. When you know the music really well, you know, having it on the page is more of a guide than a strict like thing to watch. So we look out more for each other per se than the music.
Anybody know a Tori? Somebody named Tori said, "Sounds great." Glad I got to hear it. Do we know who Tori is? Okay, that's Kelsey's Tori. Do you want to go? We'll pass the mic over so you can tell us who Tori is.
Oh, she's my brother's girlfriend.
Well, that's nice that she's listening.
She's very nice.
Who knew? I mean, we knew she was nice, but who knew she was listening?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you what you would like to play next or what the group is going to play next.
Well, now we're going to play a trio by Astor Piazzolla, and it's called Winter.
And you can just place that mic wherever's convenient. And once again, our pleasure, Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, or tripo.org, Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. You can learn more about the work they do and how you might be able to get involved. Once again, our pleasure to welcome the Ariosa Trio.
Thank you.
beautifully done, the Arioso Trio. Thank you for being here with us today, and best wishes for continued success. They are with Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, TRYPO.org, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with John Bindley and Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.